And you go to the premiere of the movies?
Oh, yeah. We would go to all kinds. And the Academy Awards, you know, we always showed up with somebody. It was fun.
You'd go to the Academy Awards?
Oh, yeah. I was in an Academy Award one time. I gave out an award.
Oh.
Yeah. I gave Edith Head an Oscar for dress designing. She
would
was very famous at Paramount.
So that had to be in 51 or in as well.
Oh, yeah, it was. Uh-huh. It was really fun. Met Johnny Green. He was the orchestra, you know, and he was directing everything. And he was a great piano player and wonderful fellow.
Somewhere along in all this fun, you meet a guy by the name of Walt Helmrich.
Right.
Can you tell us, before he shows up, how did you meet?
I was asked by Nina Foch, who was a character actor, a darling girl, who was engaged to John Conti, to go to the opening of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. I said, oh, Nina, I just cannot. She said, I have a date for you. He's a wonderful guy. You're going to love him. You know, I said, I don't do blind dates first. And I'm going home tomorrow from New York. I was in New York. This was all happening in New York. And I said, I just don't have time. I've got to pack and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And she said, oh, you got to go to an opening. She said, we all go to the St. Regis Roof and we wait for the newspaper reports, whether the critics liked it or not. And this is so important. So you've got to come and wait and see how the reviews were.
And Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Did you remember the
stars? It
was
a stage play.
You weren't in
that
film.
Carol Channing. That was her first Broadway appearance. And a lot of kids that we knew from California who were dancers were in it. So I thought, gosh, I really should go. And I've never been to an opening. And it's a big hoopla and all kinds of stuff. So I got my fanciest dress, and I said, oh, Nina, I'm going to go just because I'm curious. But I said, I've got to come home early and blah, 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 you know. So off we went, and it was a wonderful play and great success. And Carol Channing was marvelous. And I saw Hedy Lamarr for the first time and all kinds of wonderful people. They were all there at this St. Regis Roof party waiting for the reviews. So we were sitting and having a marvelous time. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, there was a great staircase coming down to the dance floor. And everybody that came in had sort of a little entrance to make. And here was this gorgeous blonde girl, sort of Lana Turner-ishy, in this big blousoon dress I thought was cut too low. And rather inexpensive looking and that sort of thing. She was flanked by two young men, and she makes a beeline for our table. And I couldn't believe it. She says to my date, Tony, darling, how are you? I was with a man by the name of Anthony Farrell, who had sponsored musicals on Broadway, and she was a singer. Her name was Monica Lewis, and she was a knockout in some people's notions. So she looked at me and said, oh, excuse me, darling, as she moved in to chat with Tony. One of the young men with her said, would you like to dance? And I thought, no, I wouldn't like to dance. I wouldn't like to do anything but get this babe out of the way. And Nina said to me, Peggy, that's Walt Helmrich. Watch your step. And so I said, how are you? You know, and I said, oh, sure, let's dance. So we got up and we sort of danced around. And he said, I'm with a young man by the name of Ralph Fields, whose father wrote the stage play for Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. So he was going to introduce me to some interesting ladies in the show, but I'm so glad I saw you, you know, or some nonsensical chit-chat like that, you know. And we danced and came back, and she was still busy, and poor Tony Farrell was looking around her, you know, waving at me. We danced again.